Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
Welcome to SmackDown!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
I can tell you what's wrong with wrestling. I'll tell you right now.
That's good.
You know what's wrong with wrestling?
Yeah. What's that?
Roman versus Brock and them trying to get us excited about it and then lying and saying it's the last time.
Well, yeah, that you know.
One more time.
That you know is not true.
This month.
No way.
Hey, remember when they billed John Cena and The Rock as once in a lifetime?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Yeah. Hey, remember when they teamed up that one time at Survivor Series? They're like never before and never again.
Yeah.
And then they teamed up at WrestleMania a couple years later.
Oh, like in a brawl?
Yeah.
Like in that brawl with the Wyatt family? Sure.
Hey, remember when they had Hogan and Flair?
Yeah.
And like they never did a one-on-one in a major wrestling event, like ever? And then they had Hogan and Stone Cold, and they didn't wrestle ever really either.
Well, I was going to lay on my back
except
for fucking Hogan when I was in the prime of my career.
Yeah.
And Hogan demanded it. A stupid piece of trash.
Hogan jobbed to The Rock? Come on, Hogan.
Yeah,
the job right. to Stone Cold.
Remember,
it doesn't work for me, brother.
Yeah. Remember when Vince was like, "No, I only need one NDA. How many? This is never going to happen again."
But it had to be that, right? Like Vince couldn't pick a winner between Flair and Hogan.
Yeah,
like they could have headlined WrestleMania.
According to the storyline, like they were really desperate for money at the time.
Yeah,
like the plan was to do that at WrestleMania, but instead Vince sold like house shows throughout the country, and they did Hogan versus Flair
right.
on the road. And then after that, it's like, well, now everyone's seen it.
Right.
You can't do it for WrestleMania.
Yeah, and
that's
think,
the story, at least.
I think Hogan went 1,000-0.
Hogan won every match.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Hogan won every match. Of course he did.
Right.
Flair was the heel, and Hogan was Hogan.
Of course, you know, Flair is... You know, he was in debt and owed a lot of child support. So
a lot of money.
He didn't have a choice. Vince was paying him the big bucks.
He's still behind on the Charlotte payments. It's very awkward.
Oh,
he
wow.
still owes.
Jeez.
Imagine.
Her name is Charlotte. Don't call her Ashley again.
But she's 35.
She has more money than me.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry, you still owe her mother.
Maybe she can pay my child support. No, it doesn't work that way, Rick.
He calls her,
I need to borrow $50,000, Charlotte, my daughter, to pay your mom.
To pay your mom
to pay
for you.
Your mom.
To pay your mom for you. Does that make sense?
Woo!
Woo!
No, it doesn't.
To pay the mom.
You gotta pay the
mom. Oh my god. And that is Flair logic. Woo!
Oh.
God,
fuck.
Lord have mercy.
To be the mom, you have to pay the mom.
Her mom.
What is happening?
Oh.
Anyways. Oh, gosh.
Anyone want to talk about Raw?
We have to cover Flair's last match, right? That's happening
the
same weekend as SummerSlam. We have to. We have to
same caliber.
Happens.
Same caliber.
We have to watch it. I think it's the night before, right?
I don't know.
So
maybe.
We have to watch it, and we'll recap that the same night as SummerSlam. We have to do it now.
Flair's quote-unquote last match.
Okay, all right. I want to come up with a number since we're talking about right now. Give me a second.
Right. Sure.
There's how many wrestling fans in the U.S.? When wrestling was at its prime, it was pulling a what? Like a 10?
Six, seven. Like million.
Seven million. So let's just say double that, 14 million wrestling fans. Over-under buys.
Calm down, Vince.
Right, yeah. Right. Over-under buys for this pay-per-view.
Assuming for the Flair thing?
For the Flair thing. And I'm guessing there's an undercard, but who cares?
Sure.
Over-under buys, 7,500. Andrew.
Over.
I'm going to say under.
That's a good number, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good number. Because I was going to say 10,000, but that's
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, I think 10,000 is the... Yeah, I think it's about 10,000.
Man, I'm going to go.
Who's putting it together? Isn't it going to be on, like, where can you buy it? That's the other thing.
Right.
Is it on Bleacher?
Probably. Where else would it be?
Maybe.
But if it's on Bleacher, then that's a good thing, because that's where you also buy the AEW pay-per-views.
Right.
So that should help. It's like, hey, it's the same place you get AEW pay-per-views, you know?
Yeah.
The pay-per-view's called Ric Flair's Last Match.
Are there 10,000 marks, Ric Flair marks out there? I bet.
Maybe.
Fight. It's going to be on Fight TV.
Oh, Fight.
Oh, Fight. Not Fightful.
No.
Oh, F-I-T.
And it's going to be Fight TV. $35.
$35.
Well, yeah.
From the fairgrounds at Nashville. So it is in Nashville as well.
Yeah. The fairgrounds? It's at a fair?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right.
It's outside.
Yeah. Also, there's a roast of Ric Flair that they're going to do.
Wait, is it the day after July?
It is.
It's the day after SummerSlam.
In Nashville.
Wait, so it's on a Monday?
No, because SummerSlam's on a Saturday this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
The undercard is, it's rough.
Garbage.
What's the undercard?
You got Killer Cross versus British Bulldog's son.
Shut up.
Yes.
Wow.
The Von Erichs versus the Briscoes. Clark Connors versus Ren, some guy. No. Deanna Purrazzo's wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Rachel Ellering.
Rachel Ellering. Jacob Fatu.
That's a lot of Impact people.
Sure. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
They need money, Eric.
He's like, I'll pay you $100.
You know, this could be the funniest Patreon episode we've ever done.
Oh, is that what it's going to be?
If we do it.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't it be a Patreon?
So we'll do it back-to-back days? Do SummerSlam and then this the next night?
We can recap this on Tuesday when we do this.
Yeah, but that's not as cool.
That whole pay-per-view is not going to be cool.
That's exactly. This is like a Saudi event.
Jesus.
It's like a Saudi mania. All right, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
We have to recap SmackDown and Raw. That's why we're here. But first, we have to thank some new patrons. So thank you to Ryan, Justin Cover, Jeremy Cohen, Brandon Waddle, The American Dweeb.
Nice.
And then Ryan the Mailman got a year sub.
Boom.
So he's the coolest. Year sub. It saves you some money if you do it over the course of 12 months. So there you go. But if not, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything, including the SummerSlam recap that's coming in a few weeks. We've done countless brackets. We just did best John Cena match and moment of all time.
All time.
And not to mention the worst promo brackets. Those are my personal favorite. And
absolutely,
I think everyone's favorites as well. So go check that out. patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And also, this Saturday, are in Houston, Texas, come see us at Comic Palooza. We're going to be doing a live podcast Saturday, July 16th at noon, 12 p.m.
on the podcast stage.
And I'm not promising that Adam Page will be on the show. I'm guaranteed. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
He's going to be there, so we're going to try. If not, like I said last time, we'll give Sergeant Slaughter $20 and he'll come on the show.
As of this moment, he's going to be there. Let's not get too crazy.
Well,
get too crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
He saw Cole
as of
leave.
Time of recording.
Right. Exactly.
He's scheduled to be there.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll see you guys at Comic Palooza. Yeah. Got the new business cards in
the
mail.
Find us.
Got the new business cards in the mail. They look spectacular. Got the QR code in the back. So really excited to be handing those out. All right. So SmackDown opens with the Bloodline.
Oh,
and I was like, all right, sure. And then Roman Reigns came out. And I was like, oh, wait, he's actually here? Roman Reigns?
We couldn't believe it.
Yeah, sure. And the sound
board's not working. That's great. All right. None
of them?
It's like completely frozen right now. Yeah.
Oh, it happens. All right.
Yeah.
I'll so we'll just do it, Aaron. Right.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So they also made CGI Usos to be next to CGI Roman for the intro.
Yeah, that's
disappointing.
Something.
Yeah.
10 minutes to get to the ring.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. It's getting longer.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of show to fill.
10 fucking minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It's too much to fill.
No.
This could be a 30-minute show.
It should be. Like, oh my God, imagine it as a 30-minute show. We'd be here like, hey, that was an action-packed 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Two-minute matches.
What a great episode of SmackDown.
Right. Quick. It was fast.
It's all highlights.
It was short.
Yeah.
What else? There was a couple of wrestlers I liked on there.
Sure. Yeah.
Did I mention it was short?
It was also short.
It was shorter.
On to Raw.
Okay.
The Bloodline finally gets the ring, and then Theory is seen holding the Money in the Bank briefcase on the stage.
Whoa.
And Michael Cole yells, is Theory going to cash in?
Yeah.
And we go to commercial. The Bloodline comes out, 10 minutes. Theory's on the stage. Is he going to cash in? Commercial. When we come back,
Theory's the champion.
Theory.
Imagine. We have to show you what you just missed. Worst camera job in the history of our show.
Yeah. Theory's gone when we come back.
Yeah. What the hell?
Thanks for playing.
Was he a ghost? Like, what happened?
Well, he comes back.
Yeah.
I understand. So Reigns brags about his amazing life, but he wants to know why his wise man looks so upset. So Roman tells Heyman to stick out his hand, and the wise man panics. He's like,
"But what did I do wrong? Yeah, I love you, tribal chief."
And then Roman puts his dick in Paul's hand.
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge this dick.
Right.
So Reigns, he gives Heyman the mic, and Heyman says, "My tribal chief, we have a problem, and his name is Brock Lesnar."
Who was 24 years old and wasn't supposed to beat The Rock for the title? Brock Lesnar. Who went up against the 21-0 Undertaker at WrestleMania and wasn't supposed to conquer the streak? Brock Lesnar. And who has his back against the wall right now, my tribal chief? In a do-or-die situation, who becomes an obscure reference in history, a footnote in the annals, in the chronicles of the tribal chief Roman Reigns, or who ends this all? Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Heyman, good as always. Then he hypes his tribal chief, and this was even better.
Pinning Brock Lesnar down for 3 seconds. And be a Roman Reigns like never before. The greatest performance in the history of Roman Reigns' career. The most violent, the most diabolical, the most dangerous. A beast slayer, a conqueror's conqueror, the god of all goats. So like they say at the end of the match, ladies and gentlemen, your winner, the ultimate needle mover, the head of the table, the tribal chief.
Bust a nut.
Seriously.
Bust a nut.
Hey, it worked.
Yay!
No, that was
just great. That was great.
Great.
Yeah.
I loved Roman's reactions too.
Like, he's smiling.
They're playing well together. You know, he was concerned when the crowd started chanting, like whatever. Like, he was looking at him. You know, he's getting really good at this.
No, Heyman,
head of the table thing.
Heyman sells Reigns versus Lesnar so well that you almost want to see the match again.
You do. And then you remember.
You have to remind yourself. It's going to suck.
Again.
And you've seen it 8 times
already. But then you're also like, but it's last man standing. Anything goes.
Yeah.
Right.
These are the types of matches that Roman Reigns, does well with.
So this shit better be like an hour long, and they better destroy the arena.
So it could be great. We know that Lesnar's not winning.
Right.
They all came out with a new Bloodline shirt.
Yep.
Where Roman has both belts. The Usos have both belts. They're not dropping these belts anytime soon.
Andrew always refers to Do they have new merch? They're not dropping shit.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And even if he...
What are they going to do with a warehouse full of merch with right. Roman with two belts?
Right. And even if he does drop it, like, literally, he will win it back.
Well, it's just like... next night. It's just like Heyman when Heyman, you know, got... excommunicated from the bloodline. They only lasted. They only lasted like a month,
like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah,
really,
right.
So, so that was good. Then Theory comes out again.
There he is.
He runs around the ring, and then leaves.
Yeah, the mind games.
And by the way, Needle Mover has got to be the funniest shirt they've ever made in WWE history because SmackDown was lower than last week.
What yeah. needle are they referring to?
Mm. Eric? I don't know.
Eric, what needle?
The needle to drop in your veins to Odie.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I tweeted that out. I was like, one of our fans said, well, they never said which direction the needle was moving.
That's true.
He does move the needle.
That yeah. is good.
Down.
Next up, we have the Viking Raiders, the newly formed heel Viking
yeah,
Raiders.
Yeah, sure.
Newly healed.
New Viking and unimproved. Raiders.
And they look better.
Yeah, eyeliner.
Yeah, well, eyeliner. Yeah,
you know,
you look great.
Guyliner.
Giant shields, which is perfect for Comic Palooza.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
And also, if they ever face Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Oh,
so yeah, we have yeah. the Viking Raiders smart. Versus,
sure, sure. That's
versus smart. Jinder Mahal.
That's very smart.
And.
Yeah.
And who?
Well, the skyscraping.
Whoa.
Hey.
Shanky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the Viking Raiders win because Shanky was too busy dancing outside the ring to help his partner. Shanky's the heel in this tag team.
Clearly.
Like, he's the asshole.
Because all he wants to do is fucking dance.
Jim Mahal's like, Shanky, come on, we want to win the match.
Yeah. And he's the Saudi Arabian nightmare.
He's fucking terrible at it.
Well, it's, that's the joke, I think.
Well,
but it's not even funny. That's the problem.
Right.
Even it's funny.
Yeah.
It's just, for children.
Yeah,
sure.
So after the match, the New Day comes out and Kofi says, last week you guys kicked our butts. But then they turn around and they're like, our butts are still here. And we have Kofi and Xavier Woods shaking their butts.
Oh, you didn't get their Seymour butts joke?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also pull out two ass-beating tickets. They brought ass-beating tickets with them, and then they proceed to get their asses beat again.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Right.
That's
so
great.
So the tickets were for them.
Kofi, a former WWE champion, Xavier Woods, a former King of the Ring that got discredited. I don't know what happened.
Bottom right?
Did he have an NDA?
Who are you?
King Woods?
King Woods.
King Woods, a guy that they've underused for how many fucking years now?
No. You so think he's many. Finally going to get that moment? Nah.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, New Day merch is slipping.
Next up, we have Happy Corbin joining the announce team because Pat McAfee is out due to Corbin attacking him after Money in the Bank went off the air.
That's so funny, though, because right after Money in the Bank, he went and watched UFC in a neck brace.
Yeah.
At least he had the neck brace.
No, oh, yeah. And a glass of whiskey.
But yeah, Corey Graves was also there filling in for Pat. So next up, Gunther has an open challenge for his Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura's music hits, and Corbin lost his fucking mind. I actually thought this was hilarious.
This was amazing.
Yeah.
Corbin mocked how McAfee marks out to Nakamura's music.
And Corey even joined him. It was
Corbin
great.
And Graves both got on top of the announce table and
great.
Danced.
Graves
together.
Was like, I can see why he does this. This is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
So Nakamura tells Gunther, you can keep your Intercontinental Championship for now. And he challenges Ludwig Kaiser to a match.
Smart.
And,
smart, Shin.
He beats him with the Kinshasa.
Yep.
Yeah.
After the match, Gunther punishes Kaiser with three chops to the chest.
Right. He deserved it.
Yeah. And it was like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, build this up.
Yeah.
Make it a match for SummerSlam.
Right. I mean, look.
Clearly Nakamura is not going to win, but you actually build it up, make it a feud to where it gets interesting.
There's only one thing you have to do to make us interested in this match.
Yeah.
And that's not have them fight every fucking week until SummerSlam.
Yeah. Don't blow it on a SmackDown that is not going to have a good rating anyway.
Correct.
Build up the feud and have it at SummerSlam. You know, there's only a few episodes left to do it. So.
It sucks because, like, I feel like ever since the network and you know, Peacock and whatnot, there is no build up anymore because they're like, well, we're not getting buy rates, so what does it matter?
Yeah, there's no incentive to even have a good show.
Right, yeah.
Other than the people going to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But, I mean, you know, people will go to anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
So build it up a little bit. It seems like that's
people
what
people went to see the Kingsman.
Not many.
I mean, the first couple were really nice.
Well,
King's Men were good. The King's Man.
Single man. Terrible.
Good. But yeah, maybe Gunther finally gets on a big pay-per-view.
Yeah, because this could be like the match of the card.
Imagine if he was Walter. He had the white icy belt and it was Imperium.
God, that'd be so... Like,
how much better would this be?
Because they
are doing a good job with him right now.
Yeah.
But the problem is his name is still Gunther.
Right now.
It's still Gunther.
Yeah.
You know what they named the idiot that works at the bar on Friends? Gunther! Because he's an idiot. Yeah, they pronounced it... Did they pronounce it Gunther or Gunther? I forget.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I thought...
They named him Gunther because he was an idiot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right, moving on. We have Michael Cole interviewing Liv Morgan in the ring.
Ugh.
Cole tells Liv, I'm sure Ronda wants a rematch at perhaps, SummerSlam.
Shut up, Michael.
Thank you, Bailey. Where are you? Yeah,
please.
Liv says, bring it. No one wants this championship more than me. And then Cole says, 10 years ago, Liv, you were just a waitress saving up your money so that you could train to become a sports entertainer.
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah, she saved up all her money to be... I have to go train to be a sports entertainer. And then her boss said, what the fuck is that?
Right. Hey, why don't you entertain this?
Yeah.
Isn't
it still... What's the second W stand for?
Worldwide Entertainment.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
There you go. Yeah. Right.
Imagine, like, you're like... Sorry, I have to get off at 6 because I have to go to sports entertaining school.
Right, right.
That's it.
They teach us how to sports entertainment practice.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Who called you? Sorry, that was my sports entertainer coach.
Did you break your arm? How'd you do that?
Sports entertaining. Sports entertainment.
What?
I was entertaining sports.
Do you work at a circus? Like, what do you do?
Right, right.
So Liv says, this is my dream, but then Natalya comes out and says, I could dream too of when you shut up.
So we've got New Day talking about butts.
Yeah.
We've got Natty's major insult of shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a show for fucking 5-year-olds.
Oh.
It's funny because when I was a kid, Hogan was big and they built it for kids. It was a cartoon. Eat your, vitamins and say your prayers, right? And all that stuff. And then when I got a little bit older and I was in college, it was suck a dick, DX, showing tits.
$5 for the dick sucker teacher.
That's funny because that's when I was a kid was when it was about sucking dicks.
Yeah. And then you would think just keep following the trend. Now what would a 47-year-old man want?
Eat
out
ass.
Of his wrestle.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Well, I mean, you're not wrong. And like, what would you want out of this, right? And yet they go backwards.
Right, correct.
I'm the one coming to the shows.
Yes.
The kids that come, they don't want to go to the shows. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right. And if there are kids, they're usually forced there by their parents.
Right. By their parents who are wrestling fans.
Correct.
Well, again, the Nielsen ratings show that most fans who watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT are over 50 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's most.
Uh-huh.
That's most.
Hey, remember when Playboy tried to change their whole, thing and like go to non-nudes?
Nope.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, when I was at...
That didn't work.
When I was at the airport the other day, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit editions were there.
Yeah.
And there was one cover with Kim Kardashian and then the other was like a 65-year-old woman.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing
anymore.
What
is this?
You know why, Andrew?
Because
the internet exists.
Yeah.
Right. What the hell would you need a magazine of supermodels for?
Yeah. Right.
By the way, you could Google 2022 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Yeah.
Also, yes.
Why
do they sell like Playboys at the airport? Like, in case you need some plane reading?
You go jerk off in the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I got to kill some time on this 3-hour flight.
My phone's
going to go rub one out in the bathroom.
Anytime you're on a plane and you see the bathroom stall just shaking because it's so small in
there. It's like, I could buy a $6 porn magazine or I could pay $12 for internet on the airplane.
So wise consumer for only $12.95 or however much they're fucking charging for it these days.
Right.
It's got to be a lot because no one buys it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I mean, come on, Natalya. You're like, I had a dream. You shut up. Like, no, it's like, I had a dream and I beat your ass all around that ring and took that title.
But like you just said, it's PG show.
It's, yeah.
And it's Natalya and it's writers from the Big Bang Theory.
That's Nick, what it from is. Nick Jr. Yeah.
From Nick, Nick Jr. Right. Nick, it's the same people that write the Miss Marvel show.
Yeah, right.
So then Ronda comes out and tells Liv at SummerSlam, you're going to learn that challenging for the title is a lot easier than defending it. And then Natalya attacks Ronda from behind, but Liv knocks her out of the ring. So we have Ronda versus Natalya.
Rematch after rematch after rematch.
And how long was their match at SummerSlam? Like 15, 20 minutes somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Ronda just destroys Natalya. Yeah. She gets revenge on Natalya by injuring her knee and making her tap to the ankle lock.
Right, yeah.
So there you go.
Quickly.
And while we're on the subject of Natalya, I saw footage of this last week at a house show.
Yeah.
Liv beat Natalya with, you know, her finisher, Oblivion.
Uh-huh.
And then Natalya got right up after the three count and yelled at Liv before leaving the ring.
Wow.
So I don't know what that was about.
Yeah.
But it was like Oblivion, one, two, three. Then Natalya gets up and yells at Liv. So
and leaves.
I guess she wasn't happy about something, but like no selling after the match.
Weird.
Very professional, Natalya. I'm sure Natalya's just upset because, you know, Natalya's been doing it twice as long as Liv, yet Liv is twice as talented.
Way over.
Correct.
Twice as talented.
Easier. I mean, you could take a cue from Seth Rollins, you know, who sold a move long after the crowd left.
Yes.
While the ring was being dismantled.
Right.
Yeah.
Next up. Oh, God.
Oh.
We have Max Dupree, his 2022 tennis collection.
Yeah. This is where your juices titillated.
No.
Is that what he...
So Max has Massé and Mansois show off some tennis wear.
Uh-huh.
They zoomed in on Massé's ass.
Sure. Male models.
And you could tell that... Mm. Again, you could tell that Massé is all in on this, but Mansois hates it. Mansour.
Right, yeah.
And Dupree says that you can apply to be a maximum male model at maximummalemodels.com.
Uh-huh.
And there actually is a website.
There is.
Because if you say it on TV, you got to do it.
Yep. Correct.
And when you go to the site...
Joe's pulling it up.
When you go to the site, it says apply now. There's a disclaimer that says, this website is intended for entertainment purposes only. WWE is not a modeling agency, and we will not be reviewing or considering any submissions for actual model assignments, employment, or calls. If you want to continue anyway to have some fun, then please proceed.
Yeah. Start your application.
Oh, yeah. And it's a website from 1995.
Right.
When the first website came out.
Right.
I confirm that I'm 13 years old to start your application.
To start your modeling career.
And you've got to agree to their terms. And what terms
do they possibly... No, you can't. You don't actually click on... Oh, yeah, you have to scroll, yeah.
You have to scroll through it.
You have to scroll through the terms
Oh, my
first.
God. Are you serious? Now you can come
and
into
then,
this.
And then, you, it even and then what tells is this? You fill out
upload a full body photo?
Upload a photo, but then the disclaimer says we're not going to even look.
I'm sending in a nude.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a full nude of just
And then
me.
Maybe you'll have to, maybe Vince will have to sign an NDA for your nude. Oh, we'll talk about that later. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that about? Why like, even so, do the website?
That's so creepy that they're like, send a full body photo. No one's ever going to see these
in a Speedo.
Yeah, right. What did I just sign my life away to? Like, we can use this photo for literally anyone.
Yeah. Seriously.
Whatever the hell.
Right.
You know what they should do? They should have people upload their photos. And then next week, Max Dupree throws it on the big screen. He's like, look at this fat fuck.
Right. You know? Look at this idiot.
Look at this ugly fucking piece of shit.
You're going to get...
That'd be the only interesting thing about Maximum Male Models.
Right. What's going to happen is you're going to get WWE 2K23, and they're going to have a bunch of generic wrestlers. You're going to scroll through, and you're going to fucking see Joe as like one of the generic wrestlers.
No. I just sent it in. You will for sure. They'll put it up on the big screen. You might see that picture. You never know.
Oh, my God.
What photo did you take?
Just like a selfie that I had on my thing.
Oh, okay.
Just in a black shirt.
I would just want to do one, just do a blank stare like...
Just that.
A model.
Right,
just there like... You go.
It's perfect. Yeah. Even looks like I'm making a face.
All right, moving on. Caleb Braxton interviews Theory backstage. And Theory just says what he's been saying for, you know, ever since he won the briefcase. He's going to cash in. He's going to become the Undisputed Champion.
Okay.
And then he walks away, but then Madcap walks up and says this.
That's a big briefcase. But I bet I can shove all of it in his mouth.
Wow. Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah. Damn, Vince, what do you have to say about this?
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
I love you.
What is happening?
I love you. Now sign this contract.
What right. is happening?
What is happening? I don't get it. So Theory's feuding with Madcap, or he's going to feud with him on SmackDown, and we'll talk about later who he's possibly going to be feuding with on Raw. That makes no sense. Next up, we have Shotzi and Shayna Baszler versus Lacey Evans and Aaliyah. Lacey doesn't think the cheers are loud enough, so she runs backstage and makes them restart her entrance multiple times.
And right. there it is.
There it is.
We were waiting for heel Lacey.
Were we, though?
Well, and he'll tell us when she starts talking,
yeah,
she looks so disappointed in real life that she had to go heel again.
Yeah.
She tells she's the like, crowd she's disgusted. She's like, when Lacey Evans comes out here, she deserves a standing ovation.
You're giving her too much credit on how enthused she was. Is it
she's like, Vince, why did you build me up and make me tell my rape story if you're just going to turn me heel?
Right, right.
Because I raped you and you signed this NDA.
Right. So she's like, until I get the respect that I deserve.
No, she was not into this at all.
Every single one of you can go to hell.
Eating brisket and pulled pork? Is that why you can't stand up? She got a loud you suck chant, so.
Right.
I guess you're a bunch of idiots.
Kind of worked. You can go to hell. So Lacey starts to leave. Aaliyah grabs her. So Lacey knocks her out with the woman's right, and then Aaliyah just threw up all over the fucking ring.
Yeah, sure.
Disgusting. Sure. No match.
Nope. Yeah.
So thank God for that.
Right, yep. right.
Also, you know, Shayna Baszler was supposed to be in this match. We didn't see Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
We didn't see Xia Li.
Oh, no.
And we didn't see Sonya Deville
this week. Where is she?
I don't know.
It's already over there.
I don't know. No, it's not.
Look.
When did you put it there?
Before the show.
Really?
You have a couple extra ones.
It is. I have five, too.
Yeah.
I have five of these.
I already put it over there. I was like, God damn it. Like, wait, what was... You were going to take the bet 10-1 that we'd never see them ever again.
Ever again.
Two of them. Sonya and Xia Li haven't even been on the show.
I know.
Oh, not only that, Shayna is now aligned with Shotzi.
What?
But not really, because they didn't even come out and have a match.
Absolutely not.
So that asks this question.
Yeah.
Will we ever see Shotzi and Shayna as a tag team?
No, never. Never. Please, I don't want to take your last dollar.
No.
That's my last one.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Los Lotharios versus the Usos in a championship contender match.
Okay.
Usos win with the 1D on Humberto.
Ironic how Humberto is the next thing that we go to.
Right, right.
Joe's lost tens of thousands of
dollars. Tens of thousands.
SummerSlam is coming up.
All you guys hear about is what we do on the show. I bet Andrew thousands of dollars. Yes. That he was going to win the U.S. title.
Because, you know, you don't want to be betting large sums of money on a podcast and, you know, where everyone could hear. So we do all these side bets for side so much
correct.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we paid for this beautiful studio. No. So after the
remember
match.
Remember the first bet? The first ever bet?
First ever?
Yeah. I said, my balls are bigger than yours.
Oh, right.
I lost.
Yeah. It was a 3-1, too.
Wait. 3-1 in size or money?
Real big. Yes. Yes. Eric, yes.
So
yes,
right. Andrew's just like, all right, hold on.
Andrew went double nothing on the cock. I said, fuck no. No idea what that thing looks like since I've changed your diapers hundreds of years ago.
Jesus. All right, moving on. So Usos win. After the match, Caleb Braxton interviews the Usos about Montez Ford's shoulder being up when they pinned him at Money in the Bank. And Kayla says, it looks like you got away with cheating.
Huh.
How is that cheating?
Who?
How did the Usos cheat?
Yeah. Right.
The Usos obviously point out it's the referee's mistake.
Obviously.
Not theirs.
Look at the $100 bills coming out of the pocket.
Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah, brother.
That's not cheating.
No.
The fuck? It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, Kayla's stupid.
So... Kayla also says that there are rumors that there will be a special guest referee for the rematch at SummerSlam.
Rumors?
Yeah.
Special guest referee.
And it's like, oh, because a wrestler could do a better job than a ref?
Yeah.
Okay. We've seen time and time before that's not true at all.
Yeah.
Jimmy says, I have a good idea for who it should be, and he does Roman's fist thing, but it's not going to be Roman Reigns, obviously. He's going to referee a match an hour before his match with
Lesnar. No, yeah, totally.
Paul Heyman.
But we'll go back to this on Raw because they further the plot, or at least try to.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus. I'm not going to push the button.
Why?
Because it didn't happen.
Yeah, but it was advertised. That's okay, bad fine. Enough.
Rematch after push them rematch, all. Fuck. After rematch, after rematch, after rematch.
You know what? I still have to fix the Kairi Sane one. But
what about Finn? Is
he... Finn, he's broke. Those are the two that are broken. Sorry.
Daniel Bryan.
Well, yeah, sure.
There's nothing about Monday Night
SmackDown.
It's fun.
Right, exactly.
So winner is supposed to face the undisputed WWE Universal Champion at Clash of the Castle.
Which is when?
In September.
Okay.
A.K.A. Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But before this match, Sheamus starts coughing and says, maybe I've got the case of the COVIDs. It's like, okay.
That's not funny.
So, like, the first time they've said COVID on WWE.
But, like, using it as, like, an excuse, that's silly. Come on.
So Sheamus says the number one contender match isn't happening tonight, but Butch wants to face you. So we have Drew McIntyre versus Butch and... Claymore for the win in 2 minutes.
Right.
Poor After Butch. The match, Ridge Holland gets to the ring, but he gets a DDT.
Right.
Then Sheamus tries to attack Drew from behind, but McIntyre grabs his sword.
And stabs him.
Right.
takes right a swing. Sheamus says, you don't have the guts. And then McIntyre takes a swing. Sheamus jumps down. He cuts off the top rope.
Again.
Just like at WrestleMania. And for some reason, there's fire pyro on the turnbuckles.
Right.
So I guess Kane was watching, and he was like, there you go.
Boom. Boom, that was me.
Yeah.
What the fuck is with the fire? How is cutting a rope, how does that lead to fire?
Wrestling science.
Explosive fire.
Yeah.
Wrestling science.
Wrestling logic. Yeah, sure.
So that's the end of SmackDown.
Good.
Yeah, it had a good start,
I guess.
And then it just went to shit.
Well.
My God.
Yeah.
So Raw opens with Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so Roman shows up on SmackDown. Brock shows up on Raw. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, they never see each other.
Correct, yeah.
This whole thing was awkward.
Well, I mean, Roman, you know.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
I don't watch Raw.
Roman still doesn't even know what happened on Raw. That's crazy.
He doesn't even know what Raw is.
What is Raw?
And he has their title.
Yeah. So Brock calls Roman Reigns a tribal hog that needs to be slaughtered.
This was just weird. He was, like, getting, like, he's like... I slaughter hogs on my farm.
Yeah. It was very weird. So, thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
So then Paul Heyman comes out and says, we are approaching 700 days as Roman Reigns as champion, and this is one streak that you will not conquer. And again, Heyman sells this match since the other two guys can't.
Correct.
If I have to train Roman Reigns to stick his hand up your ass... something like you.
Hit it again.
Oh my God. What is happening?
He's going to stick his hand up your and then pull it out of that hole.
Brock, speaking of anal. At SummerSlam.
How is Sable?
Yeah. God.
So then Theory comes out, and again, he's like, I'm going to cash in.
On Brock right now.
I'm going to be the youngest undisputed WWE Universal Champion of the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's a few of them, but...
Yeah, Universal Champion of the world. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
He's an idiot!
Right. Yeah, sure. It's like them having Miss Universe pageant only on Earth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Theory then throws to the big screen to show Lesnar F5-ing him off the pod at Elimination Chamber. And then the crowd cheers and Theory's like, yeah, shut up. You showed us, idiot.
Yeah.
Right.
Why are you showing the footage of
and then
Lesnar
getting mad about it?
Beating you up. And by the way, they cut to black every time they showed the replay 10 times. And each time they cut to black.
And
is it too violent?
He falls on his feet.
Yeah, is it too violent to see?
Right.
Do we have to wait for Peacock? That was in February.
Right.
Or March or whatever.
Come on.
What are they doing here?
Ridiculous.
So Brock invites Theory into the ring, but instead Alpha Academy comes out.
Good.
Are they a part of the bloodline?
Yeah.
Are they with Theory?
I don't know.
Wrestled all
shouldn't,
of them.
Shouldn't they love Brock Lesnar? Brock Lesnar was an NCAA wrestler.
Right, you would figure.
Chad Gable's a wrestler. Like, yeah. It's Alpha Academy. Otis, it's all about wrestling.
Otis dresses up like a wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, Brock's usually kind of quiet, you know, so shoosh.
Shoosh. Oh, yeah. That's right. Sure. So Brock beats the shit out of Alpha Academy with the steel steps. Beats the
I guess I got two over because they won't let him do it. Yeah. Really?
Do what?
Shoosh. Oh, shoosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I guess probably, I got yeah. two over.
Oh, it got two that's over. It. Right.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
Sorry, can't do that anymore.
But Brock does what he does best. He beats the shit out of people with yep. stiff as fuck right. chair shots.
Yeah. I mean, he was using the steps and they both kept running right into them.
Yeah. But the chair shots were good.
Yeah, chair shots were good.
And then Braun picks up Otis the same way we would pick up a newborn baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then F5s him through the announce table. That was the impressive.
Just like a wee little baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
Get him my belly.
Then through a table. Just like a real newborn baby.
Right? Yeah.
That's what you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Rey Mysterio versus Finn Balor.
Balor.
Damian Priest did his cringy All Rise thing.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
All Rise.
Oh, yeah.
I said All Rise for Edge. I mean, for us. For you? All yeah. Rise for Edge. You can go fuck yourself, Damian Priest.
Right. Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Get rid of Edge.
So Priest offers Dominic a spot in Judgment Day because they want to have the worst stable of all time.
Right. So they're teasing Dominic turning on his dad and joining the stable that they're feuding
how
with
much worse, again. Could you imagine how much worse this stable would be if Dominic?
So that means he's 100% joining.
Right. They've teased this so many times and have never done it.
Right.
Why start now?
Balor says a lot of mean things, and Rey just stands there until he says the two most horrible words you could think of.
Right.
You're a bad fodder.
Yeah.
Rey, you're a bad fodder.
Yeah. And Rey loses his stupid little mind.
So the Mysterios attack Balor and Priest, and they stand tall in the ring before cutting to commercial.
Yeah.
We finally get to the match. Priest cheap shots Rey from outside the ring, and Dominic just watches like the bitch that he is.
Yep. Correct.
And look, this is a really good match because it is Balor versus Rey.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of great spots.
All-time greats.
Balor wins with the coup de grace. Uh-huh. After the match, Dominic checks on his dad while Balor and Priest stand over him. And Dominic's like, should I suck it or should I lick it? What do you want me to do?
Oh, God. He's not a good dad.
Suck it.
He looks at Priest.
And lick it.
And he looks at Balor and he's like, all rise.
Yeah. Come with us, because he's a bad fodder. And I'll show you a bad fodder.
Jesus.
Fodder.
I got a priest outfit in the back.
Yeah.
Well, we already do have a priest. So it's time to get on your knees and confess to your father.
Bad fodder.
All right, I'll do it. So,
of course you will. By the way, where's your sister?
I'm sorry, Dad, that I... I thought I was going to confess. You are.
Oh, my. That sounds like those porn for the blind audios.
Joe's auditioning for that this week.
Yeah, yeah. So. Auditioning. I'm in.
It's voice work.
Yeah, that's right.
We could all do it.
Yeah.
The What's Wrong with Wrestling?
Right.
Porn for the blind.
For the blind pro wrestling fan in all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, God help us all. All right, next up we have Carmella versus Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship.
That's a lot of notes for that match. After rematch.
It's mostly of Corey Graves saying stuff. But before the match, Becky Lynch comes out and cuts a great promo on the announce table, demanding a title match at SummerSlam. And I don't want to see Becky versus Belair again, but what are the choices? And could they even put together a match that's better than Becky versus Belair?
The answer is no.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're stuck with this. Because what? Right. You want to put Alexa in there versus Belair?
Rematch from last year.
It's not going to be better than Becky versus Belair.
How about like a fatal five-way, but Belair and Liv are in it, right?
What?
First pin gets the Raw Championship. Second pin gets the SmackDown Championship.
Sure.
One match.
Nah.
A lot of shit going on.
Why not?
Yeah.
You get Ronda in there too.
Yeah. Sure.
So Corey Graves kept jizzing over his woman during this match. He's like, we're getting a new champion. Wait until you see how we celebrate. Can you skinny dip in the river walk?
Ugh,
you don't want to do that, Corey.
No.
No.
Dirty.
And he also says, she's a badass with a great ass.
Wow.
Okay. It's like, okay. No. There was one good spot in this match. Belair went for the KOD, but Carmella countered with the X Factor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty good. Credit where credit's due, even though Carmella's usually terrible.
Yeah.
In the end, though, Belair got threw Carmella back in the ring, but Becky got in her face. And then Belair got counted out because she forgot that she was wrestling in a wrestling match.
Yes. Yeah.
And they turned up the ref's mic so you could hear him counting.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, whatever microphone.
He was literally screaming from 2 feet away.
Yeah. Eight!
Yeah.
Nine.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So Carmella celebrates with the belt, but Belair gives her the KOD, and Byron Saxon reminds us that Belair is still a champ.
Thank you, you know, because we would never known.
Yeah. Next up, we have Miz TV.
Oh.
And like I've said, how if I could get rid of one thing, I would get rid of suicide dives or like just people diving on 10 people. Because they do it all the
super
time.
Super kicks.
I'd get rid of Miz TV, too. That would be the next thing. Because it's the same thing.
It's so
thing
dead.
Every
it's so dead
single fucking time.
Yes.
He's got his new BFF, Ciampa, with him.
Right, right.
And watching Ciampa recite shitty lines that were written for him makes me sad.
It does. I'll say right now, Ciampa's probably the number four best mic talker on the roster. Yeah. Both shows.
Right.
And he has to just stand there.
Right. Like, right. Think about shit. NXT Ciampa. Even heel Ciampa in NXT would never align with The Miz.
No.
He'd be like, oh, gross.
Right.
Fuck that guy.
I don't want this guy bringing down my career.
Right.
So Miz says Logan Paul has one last chance to accept his offer to remain a tag team. Meanwhile, there's an actual wrestler standing right next to him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So AJ Styles comes out and he does the tiny balls thing.
Oh,
and then Ezekiel comes out and does the tiny balls thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you grow that beard back, you can't say shit.
Right.
And then we have AJ Styles versus Ezekiel versus Miz and Ciampa. This match went a while. Styles put Miz in the calf crusher, but Ciampa saved him and the ref DQ'd him for that.
Yeah.
Right. How often do we see a 1-2, and then the other tag partner breaks it up?
Every match.
Every match?
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah. Every match I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And the ref DQ'd Ciampa for it.
So yeah, stupid. Sure, sure.
So then Styles hits Ciampa with a forearm while Miz runs away. Later in the show, Logan Paul cuts an iPhone promo saying that he wants Miz one-on-one at SummerSlam.
Sure you do, bud.
And he'll also be on Raw next week. Yeah. So now, at first, I was like, well, it's going to be a tag match, right? Like Styles and Paul versus Miz and Ciampa?
Right.
First, he says, Miz, I want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I want a one-on-one match
right
at SummerSlam.
You want
so you want something to do with him.
Everything to do with
so
him.
So this won't be a tag match? No. Like, is Styles going to be in Logan Paul's corner? He's going to be his manager?
Can we just get AJ versus Ciampa?
Well, we'll probably get that, too.
We've already had that on Raw.
Yeah, but like in a pay-per-view where they can right do good stuff.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But what is seriously, is Styles going to be in Logan Paul's corner for
probably
this match? Probably, right? Like how embarrassing. Like, horrible. I know how Eric feels about celebrities doing matches. And don't get me wrong, I feel the same way. But like Logan Paul has talent. If they would just book this better, it could be great. But it's like, oh, no, Logan Paul's going to fight The Miz one-on-one, and AJ Styles doesn't have a match at SummerSlam.
AJ Styles is going to be in his corner cheering him on, polishing his fucking
AJ
Pokemon
Styles,
card.
AJ Styles, this generation, Shawn Michaels,
yeah,
doesn't have a match.
Yeah.
But we'll be right there.
But he'll be there.
Right.
Sucks. Moving on, we have Alexa Bliss and Asuka versus Nikki Ash and Doudrop. Pointless match since they no longer have women tag titles.
Correct.
Alexa beats Nikki with the DDT. All right.
Yeah.
Then we have the Usos and the Street Profits face to face. Both teams talk some shit. And then R-Truth comes out and says he's a certified tag team counselor and a certified referee.
What?
He rambles on for a while, but the Usos tell him to leave. So Truth says, I'll fight both of y'all with my partners. And he stands with the Street Profits. Then Omos and MVP come out.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah, sure.
And MVP says the Nigerian Giant should be the special referee. And he should also be part of this match tonight. What you want for Omos, not the championship.
Why would your manager want? Yeah, I got you a great gig this weekend or SummerSlam. What did you give me? I got you the referee spot for the tag titles.
Right.
Boom!
Wow.
But, so then Truth yells, "Remember the Alamo," and everyone starts brawling. But the bad guys quickly get taken out.
Sure.
And we go to commercial.
Does anyone else feel like R-Truth got fired like 8 years ago and he just keeps still showing up?
He's their Milton.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, somehow he still gets a paycheck.
Yeah.
Well, why? Oh, because he also signed an NDA, Vince. Yeah. You also sexually assaulted him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn it. That's right. He's a hot piece of ass back in the day.
Yeah.
So the good guys all get laid out. Like, laid out.
Dead.
They're dead.
Dead. Dead.
We come back from a commercial. It's the Street Profits and R-Truth versus the Usos and Omos. Why is this a thing?
Right.
Omos gets the win with his two-handed choke slam on Angelo Dawkins.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Next up, we have another creepy video of the mystery guy that no one knows. It's Edge.
Right.
This time, we see John Cena's hat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And this time, it's not subtle at all.
No.
The first one was so subtle, you had to, like, pause and rewind.
Half a license plate, very quick.
This time, it's a close-up of John Cena's hat for, like, 5 seconds. Like, this, there it is. See? Did you see it?
Boom. Look at it.
Can we cut away? All right, cut away.
Available on WWE Shop.
We see Mick Foley's red shirt. Mick Foley's red shirt and Randy Orton's NWO-like shirt, you know, that says RKO.
Yeah.
So Edge will just be like full-on brood Edge when he returns?
Yeah.
I thought that's what Judgment Day Edge was.
Right, right, yeah.
But
Nope.
That's all the time.
I really...
All of it.
I know this isn't going to happen, but I love the fan theory that it's Edge and Bray Wyatt together.
Oof.
Like, how amazing would that be?
Right. I mean,
that would be the greatest team up in fucking years.
The Fiend did take out Angle at one point. Took out Cena.
Took out a lot of them.
Did he attack Foley too?
Yes. Yes. He totally
did. And Orton.
Foley,
so, I mean, he took out all of them.
Holy shit.
Well, he had taken out Eddie Guerrero.
Well,
But, like, if it would be Edge, because he's, you know, Edge needs a partner. To fight Balor and Priest. I mean, not really.
Right.
But, like, in theory, he does.
Yeah. It'll be AJ Styles. Hey, man, I know I tried to kill you, like, very recently.
Imagine, like, Edge and The Fiend coming out together? That would be the most amazing thing
it would
ever.
Be. It would be.
Ever. Good God.
Judgment Day would be like, we'll just go.
Yeah.
We're going to just go.
They just disappear like fucking Thanos.
Yeah.
They snapped away.
I don't feel so good.
Edge into existence.
And The Fiend. That would be the fucking greatest thing. And it's like, they couldn't possibly screw it up, right? Right? somehow they're a tag team but can never beat the Usos.
Right. Right. Ever. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever. All right. Finally, we have the main event. We have Riddle and Bobby Lashley versus Seth Rollins and Theory. For no reason. And then Seth and Theory are best friends.
Yeah.
Riddle and Bobby Lashley are best friends now.
Right.
And unfortunately, Riddle and Lashley interacted backstage before the match.
So if you got a little time before our match, I was thinking maybe we could watch some Stranger Things together. I get really scared when that Vecna character comes up, but I think if we watch it together, I won't be as scared, Bobby. Listen, I already watched Stranger Things, but I'm going to go warm up, and I'll see you out there, bro.
You already watched
Fun fact.
He already watched The Stranger Things.
He called it The Stranger Things.
The Stranger
Things. I already watched The Stranger Things.
Damn, there goes my trivia.
Right.
Lashley's favorite
also,
show.
Also, like, you didn't go into detail on it, but Theory goes up to Seth. He's like, hey, man, since you had the most successful cash-in ever, maybe you could give me some advice. Is this like, ha, 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 walk with me, kid.
Yeah, what?
What the fuck was that?
Shouldn't Seth be plotting on how to get the briefcase from Theory?
Maybe that's what he's doing.
Let's
then
fucking
show
hope
it.
So.
Keep your friends close and your enemies close.
Then at least have him be like, yeah, I'll tell you what to do with that briefcase.
And look into the camera. That's too obvious. We would keep complaining about that.
Well,
he winks.
But if that's going to happen, then why even have Theory win the briefcase in the first place?
Of course.
Why even have Otis win it in the first case?
JBL, get your judges ready.
Yeah.
The first place. I don't know.
The Otis thing was just the dumbest thing ever. But So halfway into this match,
yeah,
the music hits, and it's Dolph Ziggler. His old music.
Right.
And he's in a suit, and Corey Graves yells, "He's back!" It's like, well, he was back 3 weeks ago with Rude, and then
kind of been around.
They ran away from Omos.
Been around as
Did
a dog.
Check catering.
One. Yeah.
So Lashley tackles Rollins through the barricade. Theory pins Riddle, puts his feet on the ropes, but Ziggler pushes them off.
What?
Yeah.
Do we have a...
Do we have a button for face? That? I don't even know what this face, means.
Is there a face Ziggler?
But what? Why? But what?
I don't know.
So then Riddle...
I want to give Theory a match at SummerSlam.
But he's fighting Lashley.
Lashley.
Oh, right. Oh, sure.
Double, triple threat.
And he's now feuding with Madcap on SmackDown.
Seth Rollins is involved.
Fatal four-way.
Fatal five-way.
For the U.S. title.
And the case.
Riddle hits Theory with an RKO for the win. After the match, Ziggler lays out Theory with a super kick.
Uh-huh.
And the show ends with Ziggler, like in all of his glory.
Standing
in the middle
tall.
In the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
And my question is... will Ziggler even be on Raw next week, Joe? How much money you want to bet here?
I literally
say no. Say I want to say yes.
I saw
so bad.
The fear in his eyes.
Yeah,
like it's got to be Raw or TV.
Right, Raw or SmackDown.
What should I say?
Do it. Don't be a pussy. Do it.
Yes.
Dollar bet.
He has to be, which means there's no way he will be. Come on, Andrew. Give me a layup, which will cost me my final dollar.
All
will
right.
Ziggler.
I mean, I think he will, TV. But like, there's still a decent Next chance week. That Vince just forgets about all of this. Because what do you do? What does Ziggler have anything to do with this?
I don't know.
What the fuck does Ziggler do?
Corey said he's back.
Yeah.
He's back. He gets the final shot of the show.
Yeah. Right.
What is this? What's happening at SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Super Bowl Saturday?
What is this?
And the door's locked.
This shirt's too small, Billy.
Dude, the t-shirt too tight.
We have no idea what's going on. SmackDown opens on Friday. Goldberg.
God. They're just like, fuck off.
What?
I don't understand any of this.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Like...
They have no idea what they're doing.
I don't get it.
No.
I don't understand.
All right, well, let's see what happened.
I'm intrigued by Ziggler, but...
Yeah.
But where's Root? Where's Bobby Root?
Right.
He was with him a few weeks ago.
I know.
Why is he gone again?
Omos.
Omos ate him. All right. Well, anyways...
Shit.
Let's get to awards.
Yeah.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had the CGI Usos.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
That's really good.
I had Michael Cole because he's in the ring. Get the fuck out of there, Cole.
I'm going to go with Ronda and her weird eye makeup again.
Okay.
At least it was SmackDown Blue.
Yeah. Best dressed?
I had Becky.
Becky
Super
looked great.
Hot. Smoking hot.
Super hot. Liv was hot.
I went with Liv.
Okay.
Oh, what? You had Becky, Joe?
Liv.
Oh, Liv?
Yeah,
okay.
Liv was hot.
Worst acting?
I had Lacey Evans.
Oh, God.
That was really bad.
I'm going to change it to that.
Pulled pork.
What did you have before?
Brisket.
I had Rousey. She was bad.
Natalya was
She's
bad.
She's going to win a worst later, so let's give it to Lacey.
Right.
All right, we'll give it to Lacey. Best acting?
Paul Heyman.
That's easy.
Yeah, come on.
Sweep it.
Easily. Lip. There's no Kevin Owens right now.
Right.
Even, you know, there was even a part on Raw where, like, Seth Rollins was like, is he Ezekiel? Is he Elias? I don't care. And he was just like, all right, I guess this is on hold for now.
Yep.
Worst comments?
See more butts.
Oh, the New Day's thing?
Yeah.
I had Rousey going, we're in Tejas, Texas, Fort Worth. Y'all know where you are.
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Wow. You know where you are. Say it.
And then she laughs like, I fucked up.
Yeah. I had Natalya's, like, shut up. It was lame.
Yeah.
Best comments?
That thing that, the way that Paul Heyman pumped
the Heyman
up.
Heyman rant, yeah.
Reigns on Raw.
Everything Heyman said.
Especially the goat of all goats.
When he went crazy to Brock, that was the best part.
Yeah.
I liked how he called him the Beast Slayer, because that was Seth's thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Worst match?
Natalya versus Ronda.
Yeah, I had the Viking Raiders versus, you know, Jinder and Shanky. It's fucking garbage.
Oh, God. Yeah, let's go with that. Viking Raiders versus... Because it was all just based around Shanky dancing.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that was the match.
Correct.
Super slow-mo.
The six-man tag on Raw. Yes.
Oh, it has to be that. That's Omos.
Forever. Omos. Yep.
And then...
Ray Best Balor?
Match?
I guess.
Ray Balor.
What'd you say?
Ray and Balor.
Yeah, what about Shinsuke Ludwig? It was actually a pretty decent match.
It was all right.
I had to pick something.
I mean, I'm more excited, you know, that he's going to fight Walter. But yeah, Ray and Balor wasn't bad.
Ray and Balor was good, yeah.
And it had an ending. It wasn't like a roll-up or a DQ or you know, some bullshit.
Worst move?
The whole cutting the rope with the sword.
Oh, my God. If that's a move...
Hated it.
Yeah.
If
that's a move, let's go with that.
Yeah. Sweep it.
I mean, it is.
Sword.
Yeah.
Best move.
Otis through the table.
Yeah, I guess, right?
Yeah, the F5. Yeah. I mean, just... I could even say Brock picking up Otis is the most...
Yeah,
right.
That's
pretty
easily.
Good. Pretty good.
Worst moment or segment? Yeah.
Male models.
Your juice is titillating.
They are.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Best moment or segment?
Dolph. I'm going Dolph.
That's pretty good.
Dolph made no sense. With his hand up like Dolph.
Ending the show.
Yeah. Dolph.
Dolph ending the show.
Love it. Yeah, all right. Let's do that.
I mean, I'm hopeful.
It made no sense, but let's do it.
I'm hopeful.
Right.
Dolph standing tall.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
Sometimes it doesn't have to make sense.
No. You know. It hardly does lately.
Yeah.
All right, on to breaking news. So, the Wall Street Journal unearthed some more information.
Who's giving them these shovels?
They reported that Vince McMahon used $12 million of his own money to settle his alleged personal matters with four separate women. And apparently, they've also said there's more to come. There's more to come.
Wow.
But the largest sum was $7.5 million.
Who was the lucky guy that got that money?
I don't know if it was a guy. Paid to an ex-wrestler who left the company in 2005 when McMahon didn't renew her contract. She had resisted further sexual encounters after McMahon coerced her into giving him oral sex.
Come on. Who left in 05?
That's what we were trying to figure out.
Come on, Eric.
I don't know every...
What are you here for?
Like,
I
know, Mickey, I know, right? James, like, Trish.
No, Mickey wouldn't fucking burn the place to the ground if when she was fired. And
Eric said Sable, we were talking about earlier. But Sable already, like, threatened to sue him, like, back in the day. But I guess... But that would be weird if Lesnar's there.
Right. Let me see. Talent releases...
In 2005, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Christy Hemme. I heard that online, too.
Oh.
I heard that name online.
Oh, yeah, that could be one.
Jackie Gata.
The wrestler's contract was declined in 2005, and she was, like, good back then.
Who was someone that was pushed? Because
it was Dawn Marie.
Yeah, there you
100%.
Go.
100%.
No. Maybe. She was a little whore. She would have loved it.
Wow.
Jesus.
Allegedly.
Yeah. The statement by Joe Pisano does not reflect Eric and Andrew Pisano.
I would say maybe Dawn Marie or Christy Hemme. Yeah, possibly Muhammad Hassan.
Well, no, it also said like that she was getting a push like by giving McMahon oral sex, but then when she refused to, you know, have more sex with him, like he, you know, buried her. So she took a lot of losses. I don't know that Christy Hemme ever wrestled, but maybe she kept her off.
Dawn Marie did, right?
Did she? She would just make out with Tori's dad.
If you think about it, Jackie Gata.
I
mean, because she was in that state, like DX stable.
Right. But yeah, that was that was way after.
You wouldn't have to pay her $7 million. Yeah. You'd have to, like, Christy Hemme.
Yeah, but it's a forced blowjob, you know?
Right.
Coerced her into giving him more sex.
I would say Hemme. That would be my
answer. I'm going to go Dawn Marie.
Well, I don't think there's an answer, guys. And the answer is... Hold on.
Oh, this is trivia.
It's Joe's trivia.
You are not the complainant.
Another former WWE contractor received roughly $1 million after McMahon sent her unsolicited nude photos and allegedly sexually harassed her on the job.
Hey, I want to see those photos.
Of his dick?
Sure.
It probably looks something like this.
Yeah.
An old man penis.
It's probably like those, Terry, what the fuck, the Cowboys owner. He had those
Jerry
pictures.
Jones.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Remember those pictures? Those were fucking weird.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So any other news? God, I feel that was the only thing newsworthy.
Nah, that's it.
Let me see. Yeah, I got a few things here. The Rock is going to be the master of ceremonies for Shark Week, whatever that means.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. On A&E or what is it, on the Discovery Channel?
Yeah, Discovery Channel.
This guy
Channel.
Just can't say no
Shark to Week anything.
Is by far their best ratings of the year.
Yeah. He said that shot in Hawaii, these gods are deeply respected in our country.
He's just going to be drinking Terramana the whole time.
Correct.
And
yeah.
He's fucking monster.
Yeah.
That's it.
Also,
even when he bought Tamina the house in the video, at the end he's like, all right, let's drink some Terramana.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
It's like, okay.
That's so Control Your Narrative,
now it's a
wrestling promotion. Yeah. You know, the one by EC3 and Adam Scheer.
Okay.
So they're going to be touring starting in October, including San Antonio, Austin, Houston.
No, Eric.
At Rise Rooftop.
What?
What's that?
Dude, that's like tiny.
Well, yeah, we're going. Tickets can't be more than $10. Wait,
they can't be. Right, they can't
be. Who is this?
Control Your Narrative. The
EC3.
Okay, yeah.
Wait,
is that where our wrestling match was?
No.
It was on a roof.
No. It's like a parking lot.
Jesus. They're also going to be going to Fort Worth, New Orleans, Atlanta, you know, kind of doing a little tour. But yeah, I'm kind of in. I want to go to this just to see how fucking, like, crazy it is.
Yeah.
This can't be good.
No, but you're right. Just to go drink for one night. Is it a Saturday?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Okay.
We should just film it.
Yeah.
And then, like, recap it.
Also,
and then Braun Strowman came out. And they called him Adam Scheer. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Kurt Angle totally opened up about the Olympic trials, you know, and, he broken freaking neck.
Yeah,
he said the doctor would shoot me with 12 shots of Novocaine in my neck so I couldn't feel the pain or anything.
How is he alive?
And that's how I got through the Olympic trials.
Well, that's how I met your mother.
That sucked.
Right. Also, Triple H spoiled a big thing on his Instagram. He put a video on Instagram posting something from NXT UK.
Yeah.
And out comes Tyler Bate with the NXT UK Championship.
He won the thing?
What? He did, because Dragunov, I guess, vacated it.
Oh.
And he ended up beating Trent Seven in the finals.
Oh, God.
Of an eight-man tournament.
That's their finals, those two guys?
Well, I think
they're
a tag team and they broke up.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So,
wait, who's the champ? Tyler Bate or Trent Seven?
Tyler Bate is now.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Rhea Ripley took to Twitter with a little selfie, and she's got like a little temporary heart monitor on her person.
Oh,
that's not good.
So, I guess some tests are going on with her heart.
Ooh.
Yeah, my heart's fluttering right now.
Hope she's all right.
Yeah. And WWE and Mattel unveiled.
I can't believe they even did this.
What?
Go ahead.
This? Oh, yeah. WWE and Mattel unveiled their San Diego Comic-Con exclusive for this year. It is an ultimate edition of Rip and Zeus from No Holds Barred.
Yeah.
And
only in VHS.
The packaging is a VHS tape,
and it's like
that's what it looks
one.
Like. It's fake, but like they have like all sorts of like, God damn it,
all sorts of God damn it,
all sorts of God damn it. They have like, I mean, it's like they got outfits.
Oh,
and
Zeus
belts.
Is in his whole
like
thing.
Even like the front of it is like looks great,
nice,
and different heads and.
So when are you getting it?
It's a Hogan toy, so I'm not fucking buying it. That's not going to my money.
Does Tom Tiny Lister's family get any of that money?
That's a good question.
Probably.
Yeah. Look at that outfit, though. That's pretty great. And they even, they got the Z in the side of his head.
Remember the last time he was on WWE television was when he was standing behind the announce table and he got really, he got too close to them, and they quickly removed him from his seat. They wanted nothing to do with him. You at least be like, oh, look, there's Tiny Tom Lister from No Holds Barred.
But they did get the eyes right. 30 years ago. They got the eyes right.
They did get the eyes right.
One is.
So. Oh, who was that? What was that?
The Hogan face.
It goes high. Wait. I felt like the eyes opened wider.
Well, they have different Hogan faces, and they're just doing like stop motion shit for it.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Like it looked like his eyes got bigger.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Last year, it was the Sergeant Slaughter one that I have that I got autographed. So that's,
Rip 'em. I have a Rip 'em shirt.
You do.
Yeah.
So someone did ask me on Twitter. I think it was a Pop Culture Junkie. If this is going to be going on the table, I'm like, not with my money. It's not.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know how you replace.
We'll see.
Four Shawn Michaels.
I know. Yeah, you can't. You can't see one has like bigger eyes.
Yeah, but like how they did the.
They switched the head.
Yeah, they switched the head.
That's awesome.
Right.
Crossfade is amazing.
That's pretty cool.
And I'm sure there'll be more like not exclusives, but like a lot of new like. Elites.
I'm going to be excited to see it in person when you get it for Joe for Christmas.
And yes!
Then, and then Joe is like, what do I do with this?
Right. And then he opens the fucking packaging. Yeah. Also,
you got to play with the action figures. Right. There's different heads, Eric.
So I talked about this on, I think I posted on Twitter or something. Shout out to our friend Chris Foreman. When I was watching Forbidden Door at his house, he had gotten all of like one of the new lines of Elites because the creative figure was Jimmy Hart. He wanted to make the figure. So he's like, oh, do you want to open one? Because he's an out-of-the-box guy. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Did it burn your hands? I just ripped it open.
I've never done this.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm coming!
Yeah, pretty much. That was what it was like. I was like, oh, this is what it feels like.
It's like stepsister porn. Like, it's so wrong. It feels so good.
Right. Right.
Eric didn't even open his Christmas presents. He was so worried about losing the value. Right?
No, I have the Rock in Austin open.
Yeah.
It's on my table. Yeah. Kitchen table.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, on to rumors.
Rumors.
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe.
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet.
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance.
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed.
So according to Fightful, when Vince McMahon first he appeared on SmackDown like after the first allegation came out.
They made a big deal about
Vince
it.
Vince is going to be out. Like he came out, he did the Welcome to SmackDown. Apparently, when he came backstage, he shouted, "Fuck him!"
Really? Shut up.
Well, this is what Fightful.
This is a rumor.
I mean, that's what we. Guessed.
I mean, what we figured he was saying anyway. Like,
it's
fuck you.
It's completely on brand.
Yeah. Fuck him.
I'm not leaving. I'm not fucking leaving.
That's how Joe gets every time he thinks about that movie.
Boy, I'm not fucking leaving.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Also, Netflix reportedly dropped the documentary they were planning for Vince McMahon.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine what that was going to be like.
And then, according to someone claiming to be Ronda Rousey's photographer, she said Ronda didn't want to be SmackDown Women's Champion and insisted that Liv Morgan beat her for it.
I heard, like, kind of on top of that, like, she wanted someone to win it who was, like, very passionate about wanting to be champion.
Yeah. Photographer. Fuck off, photographer.
Her photographer. Yeah, I mean, that's why it's a rumor.
Go away, photographer.
What do they
know? Right.
And then a source told PW Insider that they never heard louder pops for Liv Morgan than the ones she received this past weekend at house shows. They also said it was obvious looking in the crowd that her merchandise was selling in high numbers. Huh. Wow, imagine that.
I know.
A crazy fan favorite?
Almost too late.
Yeah.
And then PW Insider also says WWE recently instituted more budget cuts.
Of course.
That included producers Curtis Axel and Aria Davari.
We just saw him on TV.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckers.
He was just breaking up
budget cuts. Fights.
Budget cuts. Well, you know, they have to allocate a bigger budget for Vince's NDAs. So.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Gosh. That's where all the money's going.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for rumors, so it's trivia time.
All right. Versus.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
Who is the only person in WWE history
who has won the Money in the Bank ladder match, Elimination Chamber, Royal Rumble match in their first try. Edge. Each of those in their first try. No. Eric?
Money in the Bank, Royal Rumble.
I'll give you a hint. He won the Money in the Bank, the Elimination Chamber, and his first Royal Rumble. All of those were his first time in the match.
Money in the Bank, Royal Rumble. If Eric's not going to say a name, I'm going to say another name.
Eric, 5 seconds.
Seth Rollins.
No.
No. Randy Orton?
No.
Man, that's a hard one.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Yeah. Happy birthday, Brock Lesnar.
Suck it, Andrew.
This week.
You saw it, you know.
You know, I don't win often, but when I do, suck it. Suck it long
losing,
and hard.
Yeah, losing sucks. Eric, this is how you feel every week?
No. No, it's not, actually, because I win a lot of these.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Fan question.
Andrew doesn't know how to lose.
Crazy. No.
We were at football, and we lost.
I said that line, yeah.
No.
He was like, oh, so this is what losing feels like. This sucks.
Yeah.
You guys have to deal with this every week?
We usually win. Like, they win, like, 1 out of 10 times, and I'm like, man, losing sucks. This is how you guys feel every week?
Yeah.
Andrew's like, well, I may have lost trivia, but your index toe is longer than your big toe, so have fun living with that the rest of your fucking life.
Rest of your pathetic life.
Hey, I only talk shit in football because they talk shit. Oh, they were celebrating like they won the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because they beat a couple of fucking white guys. All right. Fan questions.
All right.
Alan Kimmett. Vince, I want you to go out and super kick Theory at the end of the match. Dolph Ziggler, why? What's the story behind it? Vince, we'll work it out next week or the week after. Yeah. This is such good shit.
What's the story?
Yeah.
Right.
Who am I and who are you? Get the fuck out of my building. Unless you want to suck my cock.
Oh, there's Vince. $7 million. There he is. $7 million to you, Dolph Ziggler. $7 million to you, Stephanie McMahon. What? $7 million to you.
Oh, God. We're going to find out Stephanie has an end. Oh, no. Bobby the Mark Soydam. So today I was talking to my friend from the UK, told her I was a wrestling fan, and she goes, oh, my ex's partner made it pretty big. And I say, oh, what's his name? And she goes, Pete Dunne.
Oh.
My ex's partner?
Interesting.
Not my ex.
My ex's partner.
Business partner?
That's strange.
Partner in life?
I don't know. Jake Baker, would you rather, this is the easiest would you rather of all time.
Okay.
Sleep with any female wrestler you want, but you have to yell "bust a nut" when you finish.
I always do that anyway.
Yeah, right. What's new here?
Or
yeah.
Win the prediction title at the next pay per view, but then never win it again. Oh no! Oh,
yeah, come on.
Hold on. Let me fix that.
Yeah.
The first thing,
right?
Or always win the prediction title for the rest of the time we have the prediction title.
Correct.
And I still choose the first one.
Of course, it's still absolutely the easiest question.
I'll still fuck Liv Morgan. Yeah.
Give two shits about that.
Are you come close?
Bust a nut!
I can adjust it again.
I'm done.
You fuck Liv or whoever, and you never nut. And then she's like, I'm done here. I gotta go.
Oh.
Or you win the prediction title for the rest of the time. You're still inside of her, Eric.
Ooh. He still banged her. And as soon as she leaves, you can just finish yourself off.
And then
off.
You get a cool nickname like No Nut Pisano.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm going to change it again. She watches you jerk off and laughs at you while you're jerking off.
Oh, that's all you get?
Or when the prediction title. All right.
But then fuck maybe, the prediction title.
Then she'll see it and maybe want to help.
Yeah.
You have to eat one dog turd for a 1 in 1,000 chance to fuck Liv Morgan or the prediction title. I'm going with 1 in 1,000. Do I get to put ranch on that dog turd? I'll get through
it. Is it like one of those dried up white ones?
I'll get through it.
I can't.
I got a stomach full of white dog crap and you lay this shit on me?
Yeah, I think we'll let Jake...
Well, did you win?
No.
I hated that last one. I think we'll let Jake keep doing the would you rather.
Fine.
I want to eat dog shit. Fine. Those others I'm fine with.
Joe's banned from would you rather.
Zachary, can't believe the only thing they have for Styles is Miz. He should have been the one to challenge Reigns at SummerSlam. Thoughts? I mean, sure. Why
sure,
not?
Sure.
All right.
Brian, there's a line of 13-year-olds. Each one gets to punch you in the face once.
Oh, God.
For every punch you take, you get $5,000. How many punches are you taking?
Oh.
As many as I could take.
How many?
I
mean, yeah, until I'm passed out? That's $5,000.
Yeah.
$5,000 per 13-year-old punch?
Are they like football players?
Are they like me?
Are they football players or are they me at 13?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'll take a
like 98 pounds soaking wet.
13, yeah.
You know?
I'll take a like, punch from 13-year-old
here's
Eric.
Their arms.
I'll make $1 million taking a punch from 13-year-old Joe Pisano.
Yeah.
Just go. Keep going, dude.
Yeah, depends.
I haven't felt anything yet.
Is it a 13-year-old Brock Lesnar? Then maybe just one.
$5,000, one time.
$5,000.
And when I wake up in a week, I'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Cummings, can Vince McMahon survive as head of creative, the company with the constant stream of allegations?
We were talking about that earlier. I think at one point the company's just like, you can't be associated with the
forced
company
oral sex, and there's nothing.
Right.
There's nothing yet.
Right.
It's got to be something worse.
Once it's investigated and they find
it's got to be like full on rape.
He'll be gone.
Yeah.
Once they investigate it and they go, hey, Vince, you got to step down. And he'll still in the company because.
No, he'll just go full NWO Vince and fucking
poison
and just poison every.
Yeah.
I'm gonna inject.
Yeah.
The WWE with point.
No, Vince, you've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So many. We have our own brand of NDA forms now.
Yeah. Omar. Come on, guys. Y'all know I was watching the final episode of Breaking Bad, followed by the new episode of Better Call Saul. All I gotta say is wow, wow, wow. Eric Slamilton.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow. What?
That's probably for the other podcast,
yeah.
Omar.
Uh-oh.
Hollywood Hogwash podcast.
Wrong show.
I don't take credit for the wow, 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 but I love to use it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason Claver, Judgment Day have been a disaster. Pushfire Barry, new members to help fix this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Dominic Mysterio. Not.
Yeah. Xavier Woods, Tommaso Ciampa, Kevin Owens.
Xavier Woods to run it, maybe. Tommaso Ciampa.
Fix it. I wouldn't want any of my people. This sucks now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens wouldn't make sense.
No.
I mean, Ciampa is, you know, maybe.
He's not goth enough.
I don't think it's fixable at this point. You got rid of the leader.
Right, Dolph. Right.
I'll choose Dolph.
Dolph. That's it. Right. That's the big reveal.
Yep.
DeMarcus Moreland, I got the MJF haha comedy bullshit on the soundboard after weeks of asking. Now it's time. You fucking Mark has got to go on. So many perfect opportunities. Yeah, I got to do it.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. I have to fix Kyrie and Balor. Somehow those files got deleted, so now I have to fucking find those again or replace them.
I say replace them.
Kyrie's been
put him in the.
She was already in the Hall of Fame. Let's replace it.
Yeah,
let's really put her in the Hall of Fame, the Soundboard Hall of Fame.
Mills, Pushfire Barry, assuming Cody Rhodes or The Rock is winning the Rumble, the Royal Rumble runner up. Royal Rumble. Or how about it's Pushfire Barry like people just to win the Rumble if it's not going to be them too. Montez Ford, Riddle, Braun Breaker.
Riddle.
Push Riddle?
I would push Ford.
To win the Rumble this coming year? Like in 6 months?
You know, break up with Dawkins.
I think Riddle. I think Riddle would be the next guy up. Maybe. I love what Riddle's doing right now.
What about Braun Breaker? Fire him?
Yeah.
Have Orton win the title and then Riddle Orton at Mania. They could sell that.
Oh, that's
Firebreaker. I don't think.
Yeah, he's not ready
in the Rumble.
He's not ready.
JT Pisani, you have to choose one to watch on loop for 24 hours locked in a room. Maximum Male Models runway shoot. Okay. Lacey Evans cutting life story promos.
Okay, at least jacked it up.
And
what's the third one?
Asuka and Shinsuke cutting promos together. And
I
think
could definitely.
I would go crazy. I would almost rather do the models. You know what I mean? Like, I would go crazy. Dude, how long is it?
24 hours.
Of just them. Korea. Nope.
So, Lacey Evans, because you could jerk off?
Yeah, right. sure.
As she cries about being abused.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably abused that ass.
Oh, God.
Mile High Mark, missed wrestling last night. My wife gave birth to our first child, the beautiful baby boy. So another future Patreon member in the making.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations.
Sign him up now.
Yeah
exactly.
Show him all that he's missed.
What wrestler did you name your son after?
Right.
Oh, right.
No, yeah, start him early. Like, you know, maybe you're going to open a bank account for his college fund. Start that for his Patreon. Get him started early.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you think Theory has a successful cash-in? I don't think so. I still don't get the hype around him, and Seth should have won the briefcase, not him. Well, maybe there's a little hope that Seth takes the briefcase from him. Probably not.
But right, yeah.
Probably not.
I mean, I guess this is their attempt at trying to build a future star.
I mean, is Roman dropping these belts anytime soon?
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
To Cody Rhodes.
To probably Cody Rhodes.
Right.
Josh Blevins. Carmella gets a rematch for no reason. Becky wants a rematch with Bianca. Maybe if there was some talent in the division, it wouldn't be rematch after rematch. Who's the women tag champs? Any Sasha Naomi update? Zelina Vega, where the hell have you been? Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the question was, but yeah, that's a good point.
Right. And to do over under low blows.
So, all right, but the last, right, the for last SummerSlam. Question.
Yeah.
That's true. Does Theory successfully cash in?
Oh, like, does he ever?
Does he successfully cash in and win?
If he does.
For the main titles, absolutely not.
Like.
Absolutely not.
If it's a fail, right?
It's a fail cash in.
I mean, could. Like, if Cody wins the Rumble, beats Roman, he could try to cash in on Cody.
And that would suck.
And it kind of sucked to take away Cody's fail. Moment.
And then fail.
Well, this is, that's I'm saying successful.
Yeah, we said he will fail he at WrestleMania. So Cody gets to have two matches. We'd all pop like crazy.
Right.
That'd be amazing. So, yeah, but he will fail.
But Theory gets the main event of Mania?
Sure. Just to give Cody another little fun moment. Sure. Sure.
Carlos Ramirez, would you rather win a Money in the Bank ladder match to have sex with any female wrestler anytime, any place, up to a year, win the Royal Rumble starting at number one and have sex at WrestleMania, or win the original design Elimination Chamber starting at one and have sex the same night? I'm very confused.
First one. First one.
Ow.
Yeah, you have sex at WrestleMania, like in the middle of the ring?
That's the second one?
I like private time.
Like sure. Live sex right. Celebration?
Probably the first one.
This is from Thundertaker.
Yeah.
Thundertaker.
Yep.
Pushed by a Barry Thundertaker. Lesnar versus Alpha Academy. The Viking Raiders returning as heels, or Dolph Ziggler returning as a face. Obviously Ziggler.
Ziggler.
Obviously Ziggler. Lesnar, Alpha.
Yep.
Chelsea Wallace. Does everyone agree Charlotte will be taking the belt from Liv at SummerSlam, or will Bayley return? What do you think? Also, Natty for worst dressed.
Always. Charlotte.
Well, that we could agree on. No, it's Ronda and Liv.
Yeah, Ronda and Liv.
It is.
I mean, I would, the sooner Bayley gets back, the fucking better.
I mean, they could always bring Charlotte back at no for no reason. No, she's in the match.
Clash of the Castle.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Because she's a queen.
Right. There you go.
Rampager, do you think we will see both Elias and Ezekiel make appearances at the Royal Rumble like how Mick Foley did with his three characters?
100%. 100%.
Will this even be a thing in January?
We still don't know.
If it is, then probably, yeah.
Yeah.
The Rizzler, roll-ups versus count-outs versus another Miz segment. And he spelled Miz with two Zs as if it's like jizz segment.
Oh, no. Jizz.
Which one are you terminating forever? The ref's count-out on Belair was louder than the 10,000 fans in attendance.
Uh-huh. He was, that's because he was like PA'd mic'd.
Yeah, I might get rid of Miz TV if I could eliminate one.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. You know, we used to love him.
We did.
No, does Brock Lesnar really have any chance of winning the title? No.
Mm-mm.
Also, based on the last time they fought, I really do think there's a decent chance the Street Profits might take the belt. No, as well.
Nope.
No.
Not with that new t-shirt.
Right.
No, definitely not. So.
Right.
There you go. That's fan questions. Boom. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well as our other podcast, Hollywood Hogwash. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yep.
And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. And we'll see you this Saturday, maybe, at Comic Palooza live podcast. Saturday at noon.
Be there.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no. Andy's always right. Don't you dare have a different opinion. He sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin. No. love that he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gowell push him off a cliff. Does he think Stacey Kubler is that high? And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.